A man named Mr. Wright was dying. His body riddled with orange-sized tumors, he had only weeks to live. Then his doctor gave him an experimental drug called Crebiozin, and within days, his tumors vanished like ice in the sun. He walked out of the hospital cancer-free. Months later, when newspapers declared Crebiozin worthless, his cancer roared back. His doctor, suspecting something extraordinary, injected Mr. Wright with plain water while claiming it was a superior version of the drug. Again, the tumors disappeared. But when the American Medical Association officially announced Crebiozin was useless, Mr. Wright died within 48 hours. His story isn't fiction, it's documented medical fact. What killed him wasn't cancer, it was the loss of belief. This reveals a truth modern medicine has tried to ignore. Your mind may be the most powerful medicine you possess. Your thoughts physically reshape your body. Fake knee surgeries produce identical pain relief to real operations. Nearly half of asthma patients improve with fake inhalers, 40% of headache sufferers find relief from sugar pills, and fertility rates jump 40% among women taking fake fertility drugs. This isn't psychosomatic, it's measurable biology. Placebos trigger endorphin release, activate morphine-like neural pathways, increase dopamine in Parkinson's patients, boost white blood cell activity, and lower blood pressure. Positive belief deactivates stress responses, allowing your parasympathetic nervous system to activate natural repair mechanisms. This works both ways. Nearly 30,000 Chinese Americans died up to 5 years earlier when they had diseases occurring in birth years considered unlucky by Chinese astrology, not because of genetics, but because of belief. In clinical trials, 30% of control group patients lost their hair after being warned about chemotherapy despite receiving only saline. Your genetic code isn't destiny. It's a blueprint with millions of possible interpretations. Epigenetics shows how thoughts influence gene expression. Hopeful beliefs activate healing states. Fearful beliefs flood your system with stress hormones, prioritizing immediate survival over cellular repair. Strip away pills and procedures, and what remains? The ritual itself. Research confirms that how doctors treat patients matters as much as what they prescribe. Patients with cheerful anesthesiologists needed half the pain medication and went home 2.6 days earlier. Warm, confident consultations led to 64% recovery rates versus 39% with negative consultations. This isn't bedside manner as a bonus, it's fundamental medicine. Nurturing care switches off the stress response and activates relaxation. When you hear cancer, your body floods with fight or flight chemicals that hinder healing. But a kind oncologist offering comfort can soothe your nervous system, allowing natural self-healing mechanisms to activate. Yet many patients report dehumanizing experiences, doctors who never make eye contact, who rush through 7-minute appointments. With healthcare providers feeling overburdened and burned out, the medical system's insistence that providers sacrifice their own well-being creates depleted doctors who can't be fully present for healing. Why do health-conscious people who eat organic, exercise daily, and sleep 8 hours still get sick, while others with terrible habits thrive? One physician left conventional medicine after noticing patients drinking green juice and taking supplements were often sicker than those who did none of these things. The breakthrough came from asking different questions. Are you happy in your relationships? Fulfilled at work? Do you express yourself creatively? Many health-conscious patients were profoundly lonely or trapped in bad relationships. Meanwhile, some who ate poorly enjoyed perfect health because their lives overflowed with love, meaningful work, and joy. Marla exemplified this paradox. Despite her vegetarian diet, yoga practice, and triathlon competitions, her medical chart was 2 feet thick with 4 chronic conditions. Trapped in an abusive marriage, creatively stifled, and exhausted from caregiving, she knew what her body needed. "I need to move to Santa Fe," where her symptoms mysteriously disappeared during visits. A year later, having moved, divorced, enrolled in art school, and found new love, all her symptoms vanished. This revealed how modern medicine's focus on biochemistry, while excluding mental and emotional health, does patients a disservice. Lifestyle choices, from relationships to creative expression to spiritual connection, create measurable physiological changes that optimize healing and counteract stress. In 1961, Roseto, Pennsylvania presented a medical mystery. Despite brutal quarry work, fatty diets, 41% of calories from lard, heavy smoking, and sedentary lifestyles, this Italian immigrant community had heart attack rates half the national average. The secret? Community. Neighbors dropped in unannounced, evenings filled with singing and children playing. Multiple generations shared one roof. As younger generations embraced American individualism, marrying non-Italians, moving to suburbs, scheduling visits, the health benefits vanished. By 1971, Roseto experienced its first heart attack death in someone under 45. Within a decade, heart disease rates doubled to match national averages. The data is stark. People with the fewest social ties are 3 times more likely to die over 9 years. Never married individuals face 58% higher mortality. Chronic social isolation triggers the same stress responses as physical danger, altering immune function. Between 10 and 30% of people suffer from pervasive loneliness. Yet the solution is simple. Joining just one group cuts your risk of dying over the next year in half, statistically comparable to quitting smoking. Americans are working themselves to death. Men who skip vacations face 21% higher death risk and 32% higher heart attack risk. Women who rarely vacation are 8 times more likely to develop heart disease. Work affects health through the mind, either triggering stress or initiating relaxation. Before serious conditions develop, the body sends warnings. Backaches, headaches, insomnia, fatigue, dizziness, appetite disturbances. These aren't minor inconveniences. They're early stress signals. The average American experiences 50 brief stress episodes daily, causing blood vessel damage, heart disease, and immune suppression from cortisol overproduction. Studies show it's better to be unemployed than working in a badly paid, demanding job with little control. The stress from social inequality itself may be the killer. People of lower socioeconomic status feel less control, activating chronic stress responses. The antidote, creative expression. Creativity, whether cooking, gardening, blogging, or writing, releases endorphins, reduces depression and anxiety, improves immune function, relieves physical pain, and activates the parasympathetic nervous system, lowering heart rate, decreasing blood pressure, slowing breathing, and reducing cortisol. We've outsourced wellness to pills and apps, forgetting our most powerful medicine, the wisdom of our own bodies and minds. The science is clear. Your beliefs shape your biology. Your relationships affect your immune system. Your work either heals or harms you. And your happiness determines your longevity. This isn't wishful thinking. It's documented fact. The path forward isn't about self-blame or abandoning conventional medicine. It's about reclaiming your role as your body's primary healer. Believe in your capacity to heal. Find providers who see you as a whole person. Listen to what your body tells you. Diagnose root causes, the toxic relationship, soul-crushing job, creative starvation, profound loneliness. Then write your own prescription. Radical self-care, addressing not just symptoms, but the life circumstances making you susceptible to illness. Finally, surrender attachment to outcomes. You can do everything right and still remain ill, or do nothing and experience spontaneous remission. Life's only certainty is uncertainty, offering not just fear, but infinite possibility. Whether well or sick, savor life. Open your heart, follow your dreams, live daringly, be unapologetically you. It's preventative medicine that just might save your life.